Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. So today we have a question submitted by Anthony. And the question is, T-Bone, thank you for your podcast and how it has real immediate relevance to my practice. I have started a payment plan which the team and the patients have appreciated very much. My question is related to expanding my practice by adding a service. I want to incorporate implants into my practice. Diagnostics are important to treatment planning, so what comes first? Purchasing a CBCT to get better treatment plans or an implant system to start placing implants? Anthony, thank you for saying that my podcast is real and has immediate relevance. It's unbelievably important for me to have that. You know I'm not going to have that for everybody, but my goal is to have that for at least two-thirds to three-quarters of the listeners. You know, I am a general practice just like everybody else. I take insurance. I have the same struggles that everybody has. And I'm glad to also hear that you're having success with the payment plan system. So make sure that you keep an eye on that. Make sure that they're following that through and, you know, have good success with that and keep tweaking that system along the way as you find what works well within your practice. Adding a service. I'm so glad to hear that you're wanting to add a service to your practice. And in my opinion, implants are a great place to add services to your practice. I think it's one of the fastest growing areas within dentistry. And I think there is so much opportunity there. So this is a classic question, the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart? And here's what I would say to you. Unfortunately, we're comparing apples and oranges here. A cone beam system is going to be in the $80,000 to $100,000 ballpark. And an implant system to start placing implants honestly should be in the $5,000 to $10,000 ballpark. So it's quite a bit of difference. So it's hard to compare apples and apples there because they're simply not. But here's what I would tell you. I went the route initially of taking training, buying a system, and then presenting treatment and doing implants as they came in. And here's what I found. I found that I lacked the guts to do the implants. I lacked the confidence to know which implants were right for me, and I was scared of not knowing what to see. In other words, a PA and a pano simply wasn't enough for me to be able to confidently tell my patients what was possible. So I would tell you that looking back, that there's, in my opinion, a greater value of being able to diagnose and get your patients to say yes than to have the tool. And I go back to an analogy my dad told me when I was starting out in practice, and I was taking all kinds of CE for complicated procedures. And what he said to me was, he said, great, you have clinical skills for something that you can't get patients to say yes to. And that hit a chord with me. What that said to me was, I learned all the technical aspects, but I didn't learn how to visually present the treatment and how to get the patients to say yes. And I would say that really, I know it goes hand in hand, but really it should go backwards. It should be that we need to have the tools to be able to present the treatment and to be able to gain case acceptance, and then we will learn along the way. Now, what gets people in trouble is they present things they don't know how to do. They present things that are way above their head. And so that's the challenge. Just because you buy technology doesn't mean that you can suddenly do something that you're not capable of doing. Now, look, in all honesty, I think premolar, molar implants are relatively straightforward. Certainly with cone beam and guided surgery, they become very straightforward, you know. So I would say those things are in the wheelhouse of something that you can do without a significant amount of training. Now, when you get into anterior implants, to a certain degree, immediate implants, and then when you get into multiple implants, certainly that's not something that you should be doing until you really get a firm foundation underneath you. And I think that's what gets people in trouble. They get this pressure, you know, and oftentimes what I believe is when people buy technology and they need to get an immediate return on it, they get this pressure and then they start doing dumb things. Technology should be bought when it's not creating a burden to your life or to your practice. So I believe in buying technology that you can take 6 to 9 months, you know, just pretend, hey, I'm not going to get any money out of this for 6 to 9 months. It's going to be a wait. And then that's the time period to learn how to use it. That's the time period to build up your pool of patients and your case acceptance. So looking back, I would without question do this. I would buy the cone beam first. I would learn how to use it. I would get case acceptance. I would know my limitations. And I would start learning implant dentistry along the way. And then quite honestly, how easy is it to buy your implant kit when you've already got your patient to say yes? And you already have a line of patients saying yes, or two or three patients lined up, ready to go. And quite honestly, in the beginning, you don't even know which implant system you want. So in the beginning, I would encourage you to contact your reps and say, hey, listen, I'm going to try out two or three systems. And as I get cases, I'll buy the implant, but I'd like you to provide me the use of your kit for one or two times max. I don't think it's fair to ask them to do more than that. And then that way I can make a decision. So there's nothing wrong in going for a test drive. You know, you're not going to go buy a Mercedes without test driving. You're not going to hopefully buy a car without test driving that and a few other cars to go along with it. So the same thing with implant systems. So don't be afraid to make the plunge into cone beam to make sure it's not a financial burden for you, and make sure that you have the practice and everything else is in place for it. And you will certainly succeed with this. And looking back and telling from current experience, once you have cone beam, you will see and diagnose with greater confidence. You'll have a greater level of case acceptance, and purchasing a kit and a guided system and all of that will be a relative non-issue for you. So again, Anthony, thank you so much for asking such a great question and such a relevant question to some of the choices that we have to make. And I would say that to me, in conclusion, the tools to gain case acceptance is more important than the actual physical tool itself, because that can be borrowed, that can be bought on a one-time basis. And that, you know, is easier to accomplish than trying to figure out if you can do something or not. So thank you again. Again, if you have questions, we now have the ability to leave written questions or voice questions. Simply visit www.tbonespeaks.com. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.